This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Fox News Channel's Neil Cavuto urged the network's viewers not to follow President Donald Trump, who claims he takes an anti-malarial drug as a protection against coronavirus. President Trump revealed during a news conference yesterday that he'd been taking the drug to ward off the virus.
I'm taking it. Mr.
Cavuto, after the news conference, called the revelation stunning. The news anchor, who suffers from multiple sclerosis, says people in vulnerable health should not follow the president's example. Cavuto's words carry weight because Fox is the network of choice for many of the president's supporters. Asked about the U.S. president taking the drug, the United Kingdom Prime Minister Boris Johnson spokesman says it is not something the medical experts in the UK are recommending. In the meantime, within a 24-hour period, the number of deaths globally from COVID-19 jumped from more than 315,000 to more than 318. The number of infections climbed to more than 4.8 million. In the U.S., the deaths climbed to more than 90,000 with 1.5 million confirmed cases. The WHO will conduct an independent evaluation of the global coronavirus response, and it will be launched as soon as possible. That's what's been promised by Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus during a virtual meeting of the WHO's decision-making body, the World Health Assembly, on Monday. He added that the organization is committed to transparency, accountability, and continuous improvement. President Trump has fiercely questioned the WHO's performance during the pandemic and led international criticism of China's handling of the early stages of the crisis. This is VOA News. Britain expanded its testing scheme on Monday to allow anyone age 5 or older with COVID-19 symptoms to book a test to see if they have the virus. Health Minister Matt Hancock, who made the announcement, also said the government had recruited 21,000 staff to work for its tracing system, designed to find those who've had contact with someone who has the coronavirus. The expanded testing program and track and trace system are key parts of Britain's plan to move back to normalcy. Restaurant owners have given President Trump a dire accounting of the widespread damage the coronavirus pandemic has dealt their industry and have asked him to tweak a loan program for small businesses to address their concerns. The president put a hopeful spin on their situation, saying encouraging news on vaccines and treatment efforts could negate the bad news. The president was in good spirits Monday, noting that the financial markets were up as states continued to loosen economic restrictions on businesses and following Moderna Incorporated's announcement of encouraging news and early work on vaccine development. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham is scheduling a vote that would allow him to subpoena more than 50 current and former officials who were involved in the Justice Department's investigation of Russian involvement in the 2016 U.S. presidential campaign. President Trump and his allies have launched a broad election year attack on the investigation as a, quote, deep state conspiracy. The list of people Graham wants to subpoena include former FBI Director James Comey, former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper, and former Director John Brennan. Many analysts are dismissing the allegations, including the president's own Attorney General Robert Barr, who says it does not hold up enough to launch a criminal investigation. U.S. officials say they have proven a link between the gunman in the deadly December attack at the Pensacola Naval Air Station and Al-Qaeda, United States Attorney General Robert Barr.
Phones contained information previously unknown to us that definitively establishes Al-Shamrani's significant ties to Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, not only before the attack, but before he even arrived in the United States.
The officials say the gunman, a Saudi Air Force officer, was meticulous in his planning and had been radicalized overseas for at least 5 years. The gunman killed 3 U.S. sailors before he was killed by a sheriff's deputy during the rampage at a classroom building where he'd been undergoing flight training. The FBI learned the contacts between the assailant and the operatives of Al-Qaeda after breaking the encryption on cell phones. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.